The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, we're treating kickers like we're treating a cold. Jake Volnick and Dan Menigan. I mean, they just sit him down for the last two games, Dan. He needs 2 weeks off. That's it.
We're treating this like it's a stomach bug.
Yeah.
Like that's, or like a common cold or some kind of virus that you just got to get out of your system. Like, that's really what we're treating this as. Oh, we'll sit him down for the next 2 weeks. You know, he'll regain his strength in a little bit, and then we can see what he can do. You know, he's still got the runny nose. We don't want him to be contagious to anybody else. So we're just going to sit him for 2 weeks and go from here. What is happening? What is this?
It's like it's concussion protocol. It's Yip's protocol. Well, we'd like to go back to protocol. We'd like to go back to Dustin Hopkins, but
I like that.
Currently, he's still in the Yips protocol.
He's in the Yips protocol.
He's working through it. We're hoping that he can clear this thing by the time the game rolls around. But we'll have more information for you when that one rolls around.
Right, exactly.
I'm not quite ready to talk about that one, yeah. Tony.
We got an independent psychologist for Yips protocol. He's like, working his way through.
Come on.
2 hour sessions every day. Get through it.
And the biggest thing, and Dan, you and I were talking about this in the break. It's just like, why can't you just tell me the truth?
Just be honest with me. Like, this is the problem that I'm having with this iteration of the Cleveland Browns, is it's like, just be honest.
There's so much fluff.
Just be honest. Like, Dan Campbell me this. That's all I'm asking. Just come in and Dan Campbell it. Just, if Bubba Ventrone, or if Kevin Stefanski, or Ken Dorsey, or Jim Schwartz, or any of these guys just got to the podium and was like, hey, what's going on with Dustin Hopkins? He's missing kicks. What am I telling you? He's missing kicks. Well, how come you can't move on from him? Because we've got to, because if we cut him right now, we would owe him, hang on, let me get it in front of you, courtesy of our friends of Over the Cap here. If we cut him right now, we would owe $5 million of dead cap hit next year, and $2 million and $1 million after that, because we yanked the lever on it. And we would rather use that kind of money to go out and get better players and tread water with him until we can get after June 1. Like, just be honest with me, because that's the only thing that I can look at and say. Or just have Bubba Ventrone go out and go, so what are you doing for the guy who's missing kicks? Just have Bubba Ventrone go out and go, guys, we're 3-12. What do you want me to do? We're 3-12. The kicker isn't the reason we are not making the playoffs. Like, we're 3-12.
Like, when the Browns are good, it makes sense to a degree. Like, I think you described it last year as like holding nuclear bomb code to your chest, right? Like, you can't let him have anything because you can't let him in on the secret.
Right.
When you're bad, we all know why Dustin Hopkins might not play the final two games. Again, the guy's got the yips. He can't hit a kick. We know why you want to sit him down for two games. Just tell me it. When I don't know the answer to things about why things are going well or what's going to happen with a player and you're trying to keep competitive advantage, there's no competitive. There's no competitive left,
right.
Let alone advantage. Just tell me.
This isn't, you're not hiding the nuclear codes. Behind you is not, this isn't Area 51. We're not getting play calls from aliens. Like, this isn't happening. This is football. We're not talking about world politics here with global repercussions. We do not need to treat this like you come out and meet with the people at the State of the Union and make a whole bunch of declarations that we all hope will come true. No, just come out and say it. Hey, guys, he's struggling. We can't cut him right now. We don't want to take the financial hit. We got two games left. We're not going anywhere in a hurry. We hope he figures it out. But hey, if he doesn't, then we're going to have to move on in the offseason because there's no point in doing anything to this right now. The kicker is not the reason that you're currently sitting in the position that you were in. Like, that's it. If you would say that, I'm pretty sure the majority of the fans would be like, okay, I get it. It makes sense.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, appreciate you letting us know. Like, I think that's how this whole thing would go. Every so often, it's fine to just be honest instead of, you know, doing this. So, this is mind-numbing. This is so mind-numbing when it comes to the Browns this season. Like,
yeah. And again, this is in reaction to Bubba Ventrone saying that they have confidence in Dustin Hopkins, but they might sit him down for the final two games. Bubba Ventrone had a lot more to say. And Dan, it's probably worth listening to. So why don't we just do that? This special teams coordinator, Bubba Ventrone, on Dustin Hopkins and the entire situation.
So, Bubba, can you just maybe address the kicking situation and what the outlook is like heading into this game?
Yeah, like Coach kind of hit on it in his media thing. We're working through it, and he's working through it. So we feel we have a lot of confidence in him to get it right, and we think that this is the best thing just for him to be able to work through it. So,
why do you need a kicker on the practice squad then?
I'm sorry?
Why did you bring in a kicker on the practice squad?
I think it's just an option. It's an option to have.
Where is Dustin at, like, physically and mentally? Because when he talked after the game, he mentioned, like, feeling like he had the swing thought down and then feeling like he lost it throughout the week and then didn't have it going into the game. So just where is he at right now?
Yeah, I thought he hit the ball pretty decent during the week. You know, missed a couple kicks, which happens. And I felt like the pregame warm-up was solid. Obviously, we had one opportunity in the game, and he missed the PAT. So, no, I think he's just trying to figure it out. Honestly,
might there be some sentiment for letting him work through this? You know, in these last two games, just, you know, not having to kick in a game, and then work it through over the offseason and come back nice and strong.
You're saying to not kick him in the next two? I mean, yeah, I mean, that's obviously an option. Coach held him out of the game prior to the Cincinnati game. I think that we'll just make a decision at the end of the week and figure out what we think is best for him and our team. And I'll say this, like, there's times where guys, you know, have like a little hiccup in their process, whatever you want to call it. I mean, even like the best in the game, you know, Justin Tucker had one, you know, in the middle of the season, and he's hit the ball really well the last two or three weeks. So, look, we have confidence. He's a veteran, Dustin, and we feel like he's going to be able to figure it out. So,
Brown special teams coordinator Bubba Ventrone there. Why does this sound like we're, like, going to send him on a kicking retreat? Like, that's what this sounds like. It's okay, so what we're going to – look, he's working through it on his own. So now we're going to send him to the kicking retreat, and he's going to go find himself for 2 weeks at the kicking retreat. They're going to have him kickbox. Then they're going to have him kick soccer balls. Then we're going to work our way slowly but surely. We're going to have it. It's going to be like an 80s action kung fu montage where he's going to kick a tree for a while and kick palm trees and all of that kind of stuff while we play really, you know, good music like Jean-Claude Van Damme would in Kickboxer. And, like, we're going to go through and we're going to have him find himself. We're going to have him watch visions and videos of kickers all throughout time, great soccer kickers, rugby kickers, everything like that. And then, only then, we will reintroduce the football for him to then turn and kick that once again. Like, that's what I feel like I'm just listening to here. We're going to give him 2 weeks to go to kicking camp and go learn this again so that he can figure it out. What the hell was that?
I just have no worry. Like, you just walk in and you just don't sit kickers down for 2 weeks. He's literally sitting here. He goes, here, take down this number. Here, Dustin, take this one. Okay, that's Aaron Rodgers. Okay, there's retreats. They're in complete darkness. I think you need one of these.
We're going to have you kick in the dark.
Yeah.
So like, that you
maybe
learn.
Maybe it'll help you with your swing thought.
You learn when you have eyesight how much easier it is to kick.
Yes. Like, it'll help with your swing thought. If you think you're kicking well and you can't see where the ball goes, all you can focus on is your swing thought, and you'll be good. By the way, first time I've ever heard swing thought in my life. But, like,
I've heard it for golfers. I've never heard for it for kickers.
Like, I just... It is a perfect encapsulation of what the Browns have been all year, which is just, oh, we're just going to feed you something, and here we go.
What in God's green earth was that word salad? Like, that... Like, I am just baffled by everything that took place here. And I'm typically the guy who will come out here and go, kicker talk makes my brain numb. Which it does. Kicker talk makes my brain numb. That is, what? Like, We're going to get, again, we paid the kicker because he played so well last year and wonderful. Well done. We're going to give him a contract. Okay. This is a call. All right. Maybe you're onto something. Maybe you think you've, you know, it's not a move I'd make, but hey, Andrew Barrett, go get him, Tiger.
The same guy, by the way, who got beat out by Cameron Dicker of the Chargers because he also had the yips when he was in Los Angeles, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just to lay that out there and make that perfectly clear, Dustin Hopkins is not some guy who had no chance in the NFL and then was amazing. It wasn't Brandon Aubrey for the Cowboys. This was guy in the NFL, kicking, not going so well, competition brought in, loses job.
Yeah, lost job to Dicker the kicker. And so now Dicker the kicker is doing fantastic, and alas, here we are. And so they brought him in, and he kicked well, and then it's kind of teetered, and a lot of other teams in the league would be like, okay, goodbye, kicker. Thank you for everything that you've done to get us to this position. We appreciate your time. You can do all that stuff. The Browns look at this and go, okay, long-term deal. We should probably work our way through it. We gave him 1 week off to try to figure it out, like, you know, Chuck Knoblauch throwing to first. And, you know, we'll give him a week off. And, you know, hey, Andres Jimenez struggling at the dish. We can give him a couple games off. And, you know, maybe he can reset his thought and take some time in the cage and all that stuff to get out there. Okay, you did that. We all looked at you like you were nuts, but you did that. Then he goes out and misses his extra point. And now we're going to go on to kicker retreat? Or we're going to give him 2 weeks off to get the early start in Cabo? Like, what? What?
Tim, I've never seen a team sit down a kicker for one game just for the fact
I've never heard of that in my life.
Let alone twice? Twice in one season. You sat him down, brought him back, and he goes, here's a 34-yarder, and wide right. And you went, all right, let's sit him down again. Maybe he just needs the offseason. No. Kickers are replaceable. That's what you do in the NFL. Like you said, you kick the guy, and then eventually he stopped kicking so well.
And what do you do? Hey, firm handshake. Thank you for your time. We appreciate everything that you've done for us. We're going to bring this guy in over here. But hey, the world's your oyster, son. Hope you can pick up another gig.
Yeah, and you do that until you hope you find yourself a Hall of Fame kicker. And that's it. You just keep rolling on until you get Phil Dawson in a reincarnation back on the team.
Or even that one, man. I'll go a step further. Get someone serviceable.
Yeah.
And then move on from the serviceable guy to the next serviceable guy to the next serviceable guy to the next serviceable guy. Like, I'm sorry. It's kickers. Like, we're not... I'll never forget this, and it was fantasy football more than anything. I will never forget back when Matthew Berry used to work for ESPN. They would have him do kicker rankings, and he would always crack the joke that the way I do kicker rankings is I put my head on a baseball bat, and I spin 50 times. I grab 30 darts, and I fling them at a board, and I write Justin Tucker first, and then whatever, however close that they get to the middle, that's the kicker rankings for that week. That's what I feel like my kickers. Like, yeah. That's the exact same way. It's like, okay, do we know if this kicker's good? I don't know. Let me put my head on this baseball bat, spin 50 times, and fling a dart. Yes or no? All right, next kicker. Let's go. I don't know. It's the whole thing is asinine.
And maybe it points to something worse in the Browns' financial situation than we even think, that you can't eat the $5 million and are willing to bench a guy for two games that don't matter because it's been that bad.
Is it that? Or is it a bigger problem that I'll ask you in a minute?
All right, let's do it coming back. 216-474-0092. I'm with you guys up until noon, then Dan will be solo from 12 to 2. It's Jake Volnick, it's Dan Menigan, right here, 92.3 The Fan.